from free from your box. You should come out. Yes?
If he is not deluded by these chests, he seeks release and deliverance like the Qadi. Know that the mark of one who apprehends this is his crying for help and being in terror. Like the Qadi, he will be quaking. How should a breath of joy rise from his soul?
What is the point here? Did you get it? Nothing happened, really. The judge is in the box, and Rumi is explaining to you what it means to be in a box, to be closed. How do you feel about it? Think about the first living creatures, the amoebas, and things like that. What do they think about? Me and closed environment. Do they think about those stars? Yesterday, we sent a group of people up. What's happening? Is there any person who could say, I did it? Is it one person who is capable of doing it? All these big magicians? No. A group of people are working to go there. Why? We don't know. The only thing we know is we have to get out of here. This feeling of I have to get out of here is in you because you need to get out of here. The essence of this need is this, that I need to get out of me, be a part of we, because that matters. Because that's what I live with. Am I living with my animal part? Am I hunting? Am I cultivating something? No. Why? Because I'm a teacher. This, a couple of thousand years ago, didn't exist. Everybody had to try to find something to eat. Now, you are trying to find something to control your appetite. Not to eat that much. Yes.
The arrival of the Qadi's deputy in the bazaar and his purchase of the chest from Juhi, etc. The deputy arrived and asked, how much for your chest? They are offering 900 pieces of gold and more, said he. I will not come lower than 1,000. If you intend to buy, open your purse and produce. He replied, have some shame, you in the short felt frock. The value of the chest is self-evident. He said, to buy without seeing is an iniquity. Our bargain is in the dark. This is not right. I will open. If it is not worth, don't buy, lest you be defrauded, O Father.
You see? He knows that, okay, the judge is down there, and the judge doesn't want this door to be open. He sent the message that come and buy this without opening it. You think it's not worth it? I will open it. Then if it is not worth it, don't buy it. He cannot accept that, yes.
He said, O veiler, do not reveal the secret. I will buy it with the lid on. Come to terms with me. Veil, in order that veiling may be vouchsafed to you. Do not deride anyone till you see security.
Aha. Meanwhile, Rumi comes in, stop the story, and we'll talk to you. That, listen, I remember to tell you this, that you should somehow cover up something to control yourself, to not to laugh at the other people. Because when you laugh at the other people, they will laugh at you. So control yourself not to bother the other people. This is at the end of this story, which has nothing to do with this story, but has a lot to do with the message that Rumi is giving us. Yes?
Many, like you, have been left in the chest and have landed themselves in tribulation. Inflict upon another the pain and injury that you would wish and approve for yourself.
Uh-huh. The trick that you should control, really, is your wishes about the other people. Wish something for the other people that you wish for yourself. That's one way of being a part of we. You will understand that if you want comfort for yourself, you should wish the comfort for everyone. That's the culture, yes?
For God is lying in wait and in ambush, ready to give retribution for the day of before the day of judgment. All encompassing is the throne of Him who is enthroned in grandeur. Over all souls is spread the throne of His justice. A corner of His throne is touching you. Beware. Do not move a hand to act impiously or unjustly.
This is it. You are not like the other animals. The other animals, each of them are individually living. You have the culture. You are different. You are a part of we, so you should act like a part of we. Yes.
Keep a careful watch over your own behavior. Mm-hmm. Observe that the honey is injustice, and that after injustice, the sting comes. He said, yes, what I did is wrong, but at the same time, know that the aggressor is the more unjust. The deputy replied, we are aggressors, every one of us, but notwithstanding our blackness of face, we are happy. Like the Negro who is happy and pleased, he does not see his face, others see it. The altercation in bidding was prolonged. He paid 100 dinars and bought it from him. O you that find wickedness agreeable, you are always in the chest. The Hatifs and those who belong to the unseen are redeeming you.
Ah. Uh-huh. Okay, this part of the story ended. He bought it. We know that there is a paragraph, then the next year, but here he stopped it and said, you should remember something, because you are in a box, and in every moment, somebody will buy you out. Could you count how many chances are you given in this life? Never. Yes, the trouble you had, you know them all. But when you get lucky, you forget it. And you're still alive. Why? Because you're lucky. Uh-huh. Where is death? It's always here with me. Longer you live means more you are given. So appreciate it and understand that several times you are saved from your box, and we are teaching you to come out of it, to live free. جویی هر سالی ز درویشی به فن رو به زن کردی که این دل خواه زن چون صلاحت هست رو سیدی بگیر تا بدوشانیم از سید توشیم قوس ابرو تیر غمزه دام کید بهر جه دادت خدا از بهر سید رو پی مرغی شگرفی دانه دانه بنما لیک در خوردش مده کام بنما و کنون را تلخ کام که خورد دانه چه شد در حبس دام شد زن او نزد قاضی در گله که مرا افغان ز شوی بدله قصه کوته کن که قاضی شد شکار از مقال و از جمال آن نگار گفت اندر محکم است این قلقله من نتوانم فهم کردن این گله گر به خلوت آیه سر سهی از ستمکاری شروع شر هم دهی گفت خانه تو زهر نیک و بدی باشد از بحر گله آمد شدی خانه سهر جمله پر سودا بود صدر پر وسواس و پر قوغا بود باقی اعضا و فکر آسودند وان صدور از صادران فرمودند در خزان و باد خوف حق گریز ای شقایق های بالین را بریز این شقایق منع نو و شکوفه هاست که درخت دل بران برای آن نماز خیش را در خواب کن زین افتکار سر زین خواب سر زیر خواب در یقظت برار همچون اصحاب کهف ای خواجه زود رو به ایقادن که تحبب هم رهود گفت قاضی ای سنم معمول چیست گفت خانه این کنیزک بس توهیست خصم در ده رفت و حارز نیست بهر خلوت سخت نیکو مسکنیست امشب ار امکان بود آنجا بیا کار شب بی سومه است و بی ریا جمله جاسوسان ز خمر خواب مست زنگی شب جمله را گردن زده است خواند بر قاضی فسونهای عجیب آن شکر لب وان یهانی از چه لب چند با آدم بلیس افسانه کرد چون خدا گفتش بخور آنگاه خورد اولین خون در جهان ظلم و داد از کف قابیل بهر زن فتاد نوح چون بر تاب بریان ساختی واهله بر تاب سنگ انداخت مکر زن بر کار او چیره شدی آب صاف وعظ او تیره شدی قوم را پیغام کردی از نهان که نگه دارید دین زین گمرهان مکر زن پایان ندارد رفت شب قاضی زیرک سوی زن بحر زفت زن دوشم اون نقل مجلس راز کرد گفت ما مستیم بی این آب خورد اندران دم جوهی آمد در بزد جز قاضی مربی تا در خزد غیر صندوقی ندید و خلوتی رفت در صندوق از خوف انفتی اندر آمد جوهی و گفت ای حریف ای وبالم در ربی و در خریف من چه دارم که فداعت نیست آن که زمن فریاد داری هر زمان بر لب خشکم گشاده از این زبان گاه مفلس خانیم گاه قلتوان این دو علت گر بود این جان مرا آن یکی از توست دیگر از خدا من چه دارم غیر آن صندوق کان هست مایه تهمت و پایه گمان خلق پندارند زر دارم درون داد واگیرند از من زین زنون صورت صندوق بس زیباست لیک از عروض و سیم و زر خالی است نیک چون تن رزاق خوب و باوقار اندران سر نیابی غیر مار من برم صندوق را فردا به کو پس بسوزم در میان چار سو تا ببیند مؤمن و گبر جهود که در این صندوق جز لعنت نبود.